This is Sal Benoit.
Oh, I'm not here.
Oh.
You're home?
Yes. Do you know how I can get in touch with him?
He just called and let him see come back or not.
Okay. Hi, this is Sal Benoit.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, how was your trip?
Very good.
Good.
Uh-huh.
The main reason why I'm calling, most likely, I don't know if you probably have been hearing what's been happening here and everything. But I just have some questions, you know, that I just feel really before the Lord. To ask. You know, we've been together for a long time.
Nice.
And I've given my life for the same purpose. And things have come down now to the point that I need to make probably one of the most important decisions of my life. So I just would like to ask you some questions, and I really pray that you will not avoid answering any, but as you taught us and as we know in the Bible, you know, just to keep the things in the light and really in honesty. Well, these are the questions that I have. They're mainly due, firstly, to the finances.
Uh-huh.
The Living Stream Ministry,
yeah.
We know that we make all our training checks to the Living Stream Ministry.
Right.
And I just wanted to know if some of the money, if it has ever gone to the paying of the Daystar loans or losses that we've had in the past.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I would say this is not your business.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. Well,
why you have to ask this?
The main reason why is number one.
Yeah.
I have been in the lead in a local church.
Right.
Given myself to this, and encouraging people to give themselves to.
Right.
I don't think I've ever missed. If I have missed, maybe one or two, a training in my in my church life experience.
Right.
And I just wanted to know. I just ask you that.
I did tell you.
Uh-huh.
All the donations were donated to the Living Stream.
Uh-huh.
It all went to the Living Stream account.
Uh-huh.
That is legal.
Uh-huh.
Living Stream is a legal tax deduction corporation. That's it.
Uh-huh. Well,
about this time, that is not your business.
Well, the matter of...
No, I don't answer you. I have no responsibility to answer anyone about this.
Well, Brother Lee, I realize that, you know, on the one hand, it's up to you, but on the other hand, on the other hand, I realize that, you know, it's like this has been our thing, because so many years we've all given ourselves to it as partners. So then on the other hand, I feel that you also owe it to me. I know on the one hand, I don't need to know, but then on the other hand, I feel I do need to know.
I say again,
mm-hmm.
The donations were given to the Living Stream.
Mm-hmm.
Living Stream is a tax deduction corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It is a legal thing.
Mm-hmm.
in Ukraine.
How legal sense?
Then this money is all in the account. That is legal account.
Okay, can we see the legal account?
You have no right.
Oh, we don't. Well, I'm a part.
No.
I feel of a contributor.
No.
To this.
You have no right.
Okay, then I'll go on to the second question.
Is it too much?
Well, I think it's very important, though.
No. I must say a word to you. This is too much. This is too much.
Well, Brother Lee, I can't see why not. Look, I was just,
right.
Somebody just came to me, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And asked me, because they had heard certain things that, that the property in 50 Dudley Road was under my name,
mm-hmm.
and they asked me one brother did around here,
uh-huh.
That he wanted to know where, you know, what I was doing with certain things financially, and on the work.
The church, you saw,
mm-hmm.
the church is the church of all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
You are responsible to show the things how the account is kept.
Right.
Okay? The ministry is my personal ministry.
Uh-huh.
And it is incorporated.
Okay, then
I'm not responsible to anyone.
Okay.
I won't respond to the gospel.
Okay, then the other matter was that as the church here, we loaned overseas Christian stewards quite a lot of money.
No, you don't owe.
We loaned.
No, we refund. Didn't we refund?
No. You did that.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
You loaned to us so much. $100,000.
Right.
We refund 50.
Mm-hmm.
Another 25.
Mm-hmm.
Another 25.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. I know we loaned it, but what did we lend it to?
To overseas stewards.
Okay. And what is this?
This is a corporation.
Yes.
You have no right to ask this.
Well,
you loan the money to this name.
Uh-huh.
This name refund.
Well, Brother Lee, again, I felt that I, you know, we did lend the money, and I needed to know.
Yeah.
Well, I know you refunded it, but I wanted to see what we contributed to.
You didn't contribute this. You lent it.
Well, even if it was a loan, the church's money here was given for a time for this.
Yeah.
So, since it was given for this, for this very reason, I can definitely see where I have a right to ask you, since I was the one that released the money for this. Here again, I'm very much personally involved.
So,
yes.
This man.
Yes.
You loaned to overseas tumor.
Yes.
Through McHane.
Yes.
And later, we refund.
Yes.
No.
Well, Brother Lee, it's not that simple. I just can't see why you're evading.
Uh-huh.
Because it gives me the sense of something being dark.
What do you want to know then?
Well, because I feel this is very important. I'm about to make the most important decision. And I need to see this is important. You're not taking care of my conscience at all. I don't see it. I don't even see it funny.
Okay. This is all can I answer. You lend the two overseas stewards.
Mm-hmm.
Then overseas steward we send.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
No, that's to you it's okay, but surely the evasion of the question to me. I asked you bluntly and frankly.
What do you want to know then?
Okay, because I was involved in lending you for a period of time $100,000.
Yeah.
And it was given to overseas Christian stewards.
Yeah.
And I did it. Honestly, simply, and faithfully towards you, and I want to see what I contributed to now.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. This is...
I think you owe this to me.
I owe you what?
You owe me the answer to this question.
Okay. steward receiving gifts for the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm.
You see? This has been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
For what reason?
For the Lord's work.
For the Lord's work where?
In the world, especially in the Far East, you see.
Uh-huh.
This has been there for years.
Uh-huh. Has this overseas Christian steward ever given money to Phosphorus Corporation?
That is, Phosphorus in Taiwan belongs to the overseas steward. See?
Oh, so then the work of the overseas Christian steward for the Lord,
yeah,
is a commercial business.
No, not that way.
Uh-huh.
The overseas steward is a stewardship,
mm-hmm,
see, for the Lord's work.
Yes.
Receiving gifts, right?
Yes.
To do a business.
Yes.
And the business name is Phosphorus.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
So then we gave money to the overseas Christian steward.
You lend
it. And then we lend money to the overseas Christian steward,
yeah,
and the overseas Christian steward has worked for the Lord,
yeah,
in the Far East mainly,
yeah,
and it's a business,
yeah,
called Phosphorus.
Yeah.
So then the matter of the overseas Christian steward is something that is related to a private business called Phosphorus. This is what you're saying.
I see again, huh?
Uh-huh.
The overseas steward, overseas Christian steward,
mm-hmm,
is stewardship,
mm-hmm,
representing the Lord's work.
Yes. Is this non-profit making?
No. Never registered. This is never registered anywhere.
Oh, I see. It's not registered anywhere.
No. You see, me and Brother Samuel Chang,
uh-huh,
and Brother Wei,
uh-huh,
we three,
uh-huh,
represent,
uh-huh,
the overseas steward.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The overseas stewardship receives money,
uh-huh,
often for the Lord's work.
Uh-huh.
See? Then the overseas steward set up a factory.
Mm-hmm.
In the Far East.
Mm-hmm.
That is called Phosphorus.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Phosphorus factory belongs to overseas steward.
I see.
Right.
Wasn't Phosphorus part of Daystar?
No, Daystar is the American,
mm-hmm,
corporation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Phosphorus is the Taiwan corporation.
Uh-huh.
See? Yes, Phosphorus did produce auto homes for Daystar.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Daystar sells the motorhome.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so that it's kind of all related together.
Uh-huh.
The overseas Christian steward, Daystar, and Phosphorus. There's some kind of link all together with it. But I just want to know, Phosphorus, this manufacturing, or you know what have you? Remember that they made parts for Daystar, the machines and what have you. Are they now making tennis? Or they just were they making tennis rackets? Was that it?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I see. So
because the motorhome market stopped, so it turns to little factory.
I see. So it was making...
Right.
Okay, then...
Right. Manufacturing. Tennis rackets.
I see. So then the matter of them making tennis rackets and then before that the motorhome, right?
Yeah.
They are been related or connected somehow with overseas Christian stewards.
Overseas Christian stewards own the Phosphorus factory.
I see.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so that when Daystar went bankrupt,
right?
Now the overseas Christian steward took all Okay, the Living Stream.
Yeah.
Has it ever given any money to the overseas Christian students?
Yes. Oh, Living Stream. Lends money. To overseas children.
I see. Okay, so now Living Stream is a non-profit making organization.
Right.
Lending money to a corporation that's kind of overseas Christians do it.
Right.
And overseas Christians do it.
This is all in the town.
Is related to the business different businesses. So then what we're saying basically is that the brothers and sisters, all the money or some of the money or part of the money that goes into Living Stream has gone to overseas Christian stewards, and overseas Christian steward has this business work that they've done for this purpose. Am I right?
This is account.
Okay. You know, Brother Lee?
Yeah.
I really appreciate, that you shared this. Of course, I don't know why. Still, you won't share with me that some of the money from Living Stream goes to Daystar.
No.
I just really to pay off some of the bank loans.
Well, that is to the church. Yeah.
That is to the church.
Right.
Also, that means that Living Stream kind of does have some money that goes to pay off some of the debts. I just would like to know the truth. It's nothing more than that. Please.
That is for the church.
So the Living Stream pays it to the church.
Right.
And the church pays the loans, that past loans to Daystar.
That is another story.
What story is that?
Well, there's no need to talk this much.
Well, it's very important to me, brother. I've given my
good enough.
The thing is, I've given my life to it, and I would like to get to the side of it.
I be very kind to you this morning, right? I treat you as a brother.
Yes.
See, otherwise, I am not responsible to you for anything.
Well, I feel you are before the Lord.
Yeah, okay.
I feel
I'm 100% before the Lord.
Sure, I feel
You have overstepped. You see, you have overstepped your limit.
Yes.
See, you have no right to ask me about the Living Stream account. No, that is not your understanding. But because you said to me, you are a brother, and you are this, that, so okay, I just let you know. That's good enough. Okay?
Well, it's very important.
Okay.
Because, you see, what I see here, I've been doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
And a lot of looking into things.
Right.
And, what I see here at this point, just from our little talk,
the donation
of
the saints
from
the church to the ministry. The ministry is the corporate, has the full right to use it in any way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This is all, that's all.
Yeah, I agree.
You go over town, that is over.
Well,
out of your limits.
Well, like I said, the main reason why I was asking is, number one, we contributed.
No.
As the church here, contributed to, as the church here, and you, we contributed as people in trainings. So, it's not that easy. It's not that simple,
okay,
as you put
that
it.
That goes to the same coffee.
Right. Okay, it goes to Living Stream, and Living Stream has some money go to OSC, and OSC has some money.
That is Living Stream's limit. See? Living Stream has its own jurisdiction.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like to donate, you just don't donate.
Mm-hmm.
You see? As you donate, that goes to the account of the living thing.
Mm-hmm.
A living thing has its own jurisdiction. This is fair.
Right. Well, right. Brother Lee, you see, this is what concerns me.
Yeah.
And this
don't need to be concerned.
No, listen. Yes, I do. And I will tell you this. And that is that.
I repeat to you, Saul.
You what?
I repeat to you. You don't know that donated to the living frame. The living frame enter into the account. The living frame has its own jurisdiction to use it.
That's
all. If you ask me further, I am not responsible to tell you.
Well, you see,
I have explained to you already.
Well,
let's stop here, okay?
Yeah. Well, I would like to end with a last word. I would like to please let me speak. You see, you control the conversation, and of course, I'm being blamed. I'm being blamed for setting up hierarchy, etc. And yet, still, I can't even bring things out. I can't even speak to you clearly.
I just like to stop the talk.
Okay,
sorry.
Listen, brother.
If you talk in fellowship way, I like to.
Okay, well, I'm fellowshipping with you.
You talk in this way.
I'm fellowshipping with you as a brother.
Yeah.
Brother Lee, I've been, looking into these things.
Yeah.
And I'm just concerned as a brother for you. I've appreciated your ministry.
Okay.
You've been bringing me up in the Lord.
This way I had to talk.
Okay, this is the truth, and this is why I'm concerned for this. You've helped me in the Lord. You've helped me in the Word,
right.
And you've brought me up, and I am very grateful to you. And I speak this as before the Lord. I've learned things. I've been taught things that I never would have known unless the Lord would have brought me to you. The handling of the Word, the sensing of things has been an abundance of experience that you've handed to me. And I appreciate this greatly. I really do, and I just would like to tell you this. These days, I of course am put in a position that I have to make a decision. The decision, as we know, is whether I would stand for the ministry, your ministry, or if I would stand for Brother Max. And he's been here with us. I just realized that this is a very crucial decision for me. So I've had to been searching things, looking to things, and exercising as much as I possibly have the things you have taught me.
Yeah.
Before God.
Even when I was there,
mm-hmm.
I asked you to bring the things.
That's right. Right, and this is what I've been doing.
Right.
Now, of course, and I've been trying to be open to God,
right.
To please. I would drop any concept.
Right.
I would turn from anything
right.
That's not of yourself. I don't want something that's not of God in my life.
Right.
And I do want to walk upright before the Lord.
That's good.
And anyway, this is no doubt here this is why I've asked you the questions, because I have felt that this is very important also to me. Maybe you don't think it's none of my business or what have you, but at the position I am in, it's very crucial to me to know the whole thing. Of course, you say I don't need to, but I just tell you my feeling. Now, as I see it, Brother Lee, a non-profit making organization.
If you tell this, I've told you already.
Yes,
you don't need to waste time.
Yes,
I
would just finish with this before you.
If you talk further about this, I stop. Sorry.
Okay. Well,
you perish with me about other things.
Well, Brother Lee,
okay.
I just feel that in my research, in my speaking to CPAs, my looking into things before law, I feel ashamed that you have manipulated,
if you talk further,
that you have committed criminal